This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, I attended a Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District meeting. The meeting addressed concerns the district has about state funding. State Representative for the 95th District, Avery Bourne, was in attendance. Avery and I had a chance to catch up after the meeting.
I'm Avery Bourne, and I have the privilege of representing the 95th District and have had for 7 months. Before that, I grew up here in Montgomery County. My family's farmed in Montgomery and Christian County since about the Civil War, and so agriculture is certainly in my background. I grew up in 4-H, and so something close to my heart. I was at law school at Washington University in St. Louis when this opportunity came up, and I thought, this is the time to get involved in Illinois, especially if I want to live here in 20 years. So I came back. I applied for the position and was selected, and it's been an honor and a privilege ever since to serve and get to know the district even better and to represent everyone up in Springfield.
Well, it's certainly great to have you here today, and it's even more great to know that you're a local girl, and that's awesome that you'll be representing the local people. During this meeting, we were talking a lot about the soil and water and the state budget and things that are happening. What were your thoughts about the meeting?
It was such a great turnout. It's always good to hear from so many farmers and those who are involved in soil and water conservation here in Montgomery County, but also those who are just really concerned about the land and our future and how we can best be good stewards of that. So while it's very frustrating with the budget up in Springfield, it's really good to hear from people and their issues and also to get to know how I can best advocate for them in Springfield.
So could you tell us what's going on with the budget? We all know there's been a little bit of a holdup. What do you see is the cause of that? And do you think we will see a resolution or a solution soon and see a budget be put into place?
This is the first year in 12 years when the governor has said there will not be an unbalanced budget passed. And there was a budget passed that was about $36 billion in spending when we know we'll only have $32 billion coming in. So that budget was vetoed, and now we're back at the starting point saying, how can we best spend our money and where do our priorities lie? Unfortunately, it seems that it's a power struggle between kind of the entrenched interests who really want an unbalanced budget and to just spend irresponsibly, and those of us who are saying we can't continue to spend more money than we have and we need to have a responsible budgeting process. That's where we're at. It's too bad that it's a power struggle right now and it's not a discussion of how we can prioritize our spending and really best serve the interests in Illinois.
Do you foresee us having a budget in place by the end of this year?
I'm hopeful, but I was hopeful we'd have it done by the end of the summer, and that hasn't happened. But really, those of us who have gotten together and spoken, representatives up in Springfield, I think if we sat down, we could get a budget hammered out in a few days. So hopefully the leadership decides to do the same thing and come together and find compromise, because right now nobody is benefiting from this budget standoff.
And another topic that was discussed, with the lack of the budget, the soil and water conservation districts are facing really tough times right now because they are not included in the budget. And there's some concern not only for those individuals' jobs, but also for farmers and more regulation that could come without those districts in place helping with the nutrient loss reduction strategy. What are your hopes or plans to do to help this situation? And is there anything that our listeners or farmers can do to help as well?
Sure, the soil and water conservation districts do a great job for our farmers and to keep our land the way it should be. I mean, they protect our land better than any government entity could come in and pass regulations about. So we need to really look. $7.5 million is a drop in the bucket in our budget, especially for the amount of services that soil and water conservation districts provide. So I would say, call your legislators, call the leadership, and tell them that this is important. But more than that, it's important for all of our state services and state agencies to have certainty and to have funding. And it's important for all of us as taxpayers and as citizens to have a balanced budget.
And are there any other final thoughts or topics that you'd like to talk about today that we haven't touched already?
As always, if anyone has anything that our office can do for them, they can always reach us at 324-5200 at our office in Litchfield. But I am always happy to hear about people's concerns, issues, and their ideas, because really, the people who are dealing with this every day know better how Springfield can better serve them. So I'd love to hear your ideas.
Once again, that was State Representative for the 95th District, Avery Bourne. We'll be back with more after these messages. Next week, we celebrate National Farm Safety and Health Week. In honor of this week, CHS is conducting farm safety field trips with local FFA chapters. CHS Shipman Marketing and Communications Specialist Aaron Williams has more on this event.
Next week is Farm Safety, Ag Safety, and Health Week. And so in honor of that, we are going to be hosting at Shipman and at our 140 location near Pocahontas, kind of an ag safety field trip day for local high school students to come to our location. And they're going to get a tour of our facility. And the first half of the morning, we're going to be talking about ag safety and do some demonstrations, because a lot of our local high school students are farm kids and they're very hands-on involved with the family farm. And so we want them to have the tools and the knowledge and the resources to be safe. And then the second half of the morning is going to be a little seminar on how to get a job, some real life experience and some real life advice on interviewing skills and networking and things like that. Some things that you don't always get in the classroom. And so we've done that for students before and they really, really love it.
So with these field trips, you said you've offered that information to the students before, but as far as the safety side of things, is this the first year or has this happened before as well?
Yeah, we have done this before, brought in kids, you know, not always on safety week, but brought in students at different occasions throughout the year. Depending on what they're learning in the classroom, we kind of try to partner with our ag teachers and just go right along with what they're already learning in the classroom.
And do you have a pretty good response from the ag teachers when you invite them to these types of events?
Yes, I am in great relationship with a lot of our local ag teachers. And I constantly am offering myself and my experts here as a resource to them. We're here to help them. And so I'm always judging, you know, FFA competition and public speaking things, which is really fun for me.
Well, I'm sure everyone is glad to see a local person that's involved with a business yet also being involved in the community. Aaron, any other final thoughts today about CHS or any other events that you guys might have coming up?
Just be aware of farm safety. As we get into harvest, there's going to be a lot of farm equipment on the road. Be aware of slow-moving vehicles. And if you have any questions about safety or need some PPE equipment, we can get you the resources so that you can get your hands on some of those things. So feel free to call the CHS Shipman office.
Once again, that was CHS Shipman Marketing and Communication Specialist Aaron Williams about their farm safety field trips taking place next week. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.